Russia does not want war. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what leader Vladimir Putin insists, claiming more of the troops amassed near Ukraine are leaving. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, Russia's government has released a video said to show a train carrying tanks away from Crimea, the Ukrainian region seized by Russia 8 years ago. It's the second time in 2 days that Russia has claimed to be withdrawing forces, but Western officials are throwing cold water on that.
On the contrary, it appears that Russia continues the military build-up.
NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
So far, we have not seen any de-escalation on the ground.
He said more troops are on the way. Dave?
Simon, President Biden's ordered even more records from the Trump White House be released by the National Archives, this time visitor logs to help the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. The former president has tried and failed to assert executive privilege to block the release. Three San Francisco school board members have gotten an F, voted out of office last night.
Parents gathered enough signatures to put this on the ballot, saying that they were angry and felt the board members were not listening to their concerns. They were also upset about the board spending time on debating the renaming of schools rather than about children returning to in-person classes during the pandemic.
Jana Katsuyama with San Francisco's Fox 2 TV. Despite surging inflation, Americans keep buying. Retail sales surged up almost 4% last month. Gold medal hopes fell through the ice for the U.S. men's hockey team, knocked out of the Olympic quarterfinals by Slovakia in a shootout. It's up to the ladies now.
U.S. women's hockey team plays for the gold medal against Canada later Wednesday night, 11:10 Eastern Time.
There were two more American medals today in Beijing.
USA won gold and silver medals Wednesday in free ski slope style. Alex Hall won gold. Nick Gepper took the silver.
Fox's Jared Max. The U.S. is third in Beijing with 19 medals. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Congress is still working on sanctions on Russia, but there's no bipartisan agreement as Republicans push for some immediately. Democrats and President Biden prefer to impose them only if Russia invades Ukraine. There is another issue even more pressing in Congress.
The Senate has until Friday night to pass a short-term spending measure before a partial government shutdown is triggered.
I think it'll all be worked out. There's no danger of a government shutdown.
That prediction by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was welcomed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We'll cooperate with him, and I don't believe Republicans want to sponsor a Republican shutdown.
The Senate needs to fast-track a 3-week stopgap measure approved by the House. Some Republicans have threatened to hold up a vote demanding answers on funding for federal drug kits and a vote on vaccine mandates. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A wrongful death lawsuit's filed in the shooting on the movie set Rust against Alec Baldwin and others. The actor claims the gun went off accidentally, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins last year. Brian Panish is her family's attorney.
This doesn't happen unless people cut costs and engage in reckless behavior leading to a senseless, tragic death.
Baldwin's lawyer calls that reckless allegation entirely false. Another movie keeps climbing up the charts despite fewer people going to theaters in COVID times.
Spider-Man No Way Home has officially climbed past James Cameron's sci-fi epic Avatar to become the third highest grossing domestic release in history after weeks of speculation.
There are others out there. We need to send them back.
Sony's latest, starring Tom Holland as Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spidey, has grossed $760.9 million since launching in December. Globally, it's the sixth highest grossing movie of all time with $1.8 billion. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been down modestly the day after a big rally sent the Dow and the Nasdaq surging higher. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.